Drug use by workers and job applicants is at its highest rate in more than a decade. This comes at a time many Wisconsin employers are having difficulty filling positions because of low unemployment and the fact many workers can't pass a drug test. Nick Novak is spokesman for the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Tackling the opioid crisis is definitely one pillar of addressing the workforce shortage as a whole.
And it's not just opioids. A recent national survey by drugabuse.com showed 23% of workers across the U.S. also admit to drinking alcohol or taking drugs like marijuana, cocaine, and prescription painkillers on the job. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.